Christmas is a time of giving presents, a time of giving of ourselves as God gave God's self to us. Last time I spoke about the gift we can give through warm spaces and in food banks, in response to God's gift to us of Jesus. But Christmas, as anyone who's been to a primary school nativity knows, is a time for children and animals. There are several stories about the animals giving gifts in the stable to the baby Jesus. One that's really sad and poignant is about the fox. The fox entered the stable but was laughed at by the other animals who were giving wool and milk because he had nothing to give. He wanted to offer his cunning, but Mary would not take that for Jesus, as it meant the fox would have nothing to live by. After a few moments' reflection, Mary said the fox had something he could give, and Jesus took his nature of being an outcast with nowhere to settle. This is a tale that is good to remember in the middle of our busy, commercialised and pressurised Christmas. Another story about the animals' gifts coming out of the Iona community is about Michael Mouse, and it's much nicer. Michael Mouse was bereft because he didn't have anything to give. The sheep gave wool, the goat milk, the ox her stall, the doves a lullaby, the donkey the use of her back for transport. Michael was so sad about not having anything to give, so he climbed up the wooden wall of the stable so he would not be seen. He hung his tail outside and sat in a hole where a knot of wood had fallen out and watched the baby Jesus receive all the gifts. A tear dropped from his nose. Then Mary looked up and caught his eye and said, "Michael Mouse, you've given warmth to baby Jesus by using your body to block off the draught. Thank you. I will remember your gift deep in my heart, and baby Jesus will be eternally thankful." Joy and delight swept through Michael Mouse, for he had given himself to the babe in the manger. Whether it's a gift to a family member or to a charity, offer what you give this Christmas, not for status or attention, but as a gift from your open heart. The gift may be given to make Christmas dinner for family or those on their own. It may be a phone call to someone you cannot see so that they know they're remembered. It may be a listening ear or a handcrafted card, a smile. It does not need to be big, but it does need to come from the heart. Why? Because God is love and gave us God's self in Jesus. God's love given in Jesus is the best gift. We give in Christmas to mirror God giving his gift to creation. Christina Rossetti put it in her poem, Hymn, beautifully. Love came down at Christmas, love or lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas, star and angels gave the sign. Worship we the Godhead, love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus, but wherewith for sacred sign. Love shall be our token, love shall be yours and love be mine. Love to God and to all men, love for plea and gift and sign. May God bless you and yours this Christmas day.